పరిచేతానారేశ్వరి లోకే విఖ్యాత పూర్వం దృష్టం అనుధ్యాయన్ పరిచేతానరేశ్వరి లోక విఖ్యాత పరిచేతిభు పూర్వం దృష్ట్వా అనుధ్యాయన్ పరిచేత నరేశ్వరి ఇన్ దిస్ లోకే వరల్డ్ విఖ్యాత ఫేమస్ పరీక్షిత్ వన్ హూ ఎగ్జామిన్స్ ఇది దిస్ యత్ వన్ ప్రభు ఓ మై కింగ్ పూర్వం బిఫోర్ దృష్టం సీన్ అనుధ్యాయన్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ కంటెంప్లేటింగ్ పరీక్షేత shall examine Nareshu unto every man here translation without repetition so his son would become famous in the world as Parikshit examiner because he would come to examine all human beings in his search after that personality whom he saw before his birth thus he would come to constantly contemplate him Please repeat. So his son would become famous in the world as Parikshit, examiner, because he would come to examine all human beings in his search after that personality whom he saw before his birth. Thus, he would come to constantly contemplate him. Maharaj Parikshit, fortunate as he was, got the impression of the Lord even in the womb of his mother, and thus his contemplation of the Lord was constantly with him. Once the impression of the transcendental form of the Lord is fixed in one's mind, one can never forget him in any circumstance. Child Parikshit, after coming out of the womb, was in the habit of examining everyone to see whether he was the same personality whom he saw first in the womb. But no one could be equal to or more attractive than the Lord, and therefore he never accepted anyone, for the Lord was constantly with him by such examination, and thus Maharaj Parikshit was always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord by remembrance. So the Guru Goswami remarks in this connection that every child, if given an impression of the Lord from his very childhood, certainly becomes a great devotee of the Lord like Maharaj Parikshit. One may not be as fortunate as Maharaj Parikshit to have the opportunity to see the Lord in the womb of his mother. But even if he is not so fortunate, he can be made so if the parents of the child desire him to be so. There's a practical example in my personal life in this connection. My father was a pure devotee of the Lord, and when I was only 4 or 5 years old, my father gave me a couple of forms of Radha Krishna. In a playful manner, I used to worship these deities along with my sister, and I used to imitate the performances of a neighboring temple of Radha Govinda. But constantly visiting this neighboring temple and copying the ceremony in connection with my own deities of play, I developed a natural affinity for the Lord. My father used to observe all the ceremonies befitting my position. Based on these activities, I was suspended due to my association with schools and colleges, and I became completely out of practice. But in my youthful days, when I met my spiritual master, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, again I revived my old habits, and the same playful deities became my worshipful deities in proper regulation. This was followed up until I left the family connection, and I am pleased that my generous father gave the first impression, which was developed later into regulative devotional service. By his divine grace, Maharaj Prahlad also advised that such impressions of a godly relation must be impregnated from the beginning of childhood. Otherwise, a swift opportunity of human form of life, which is very valuable, although it is temporary like others. Om Gyanara Saramdasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sapsurunya Samhira Sapsmai Sri Guru Vishma Sri Chaitanya Manovisham Sabitam Kena Mudri Sri Guru Padama Sundadati Swapanam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajati Sagana Raghunatham Tham 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 Tatsvai Sam Savadukam Pariyana Sisham Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagunta Sri Shakta Sadam Sri Krishna Sarvani Sri Mandu Jaratpate Gokesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosuti ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യഭൂനിത്യാനന്ദ്രീപദാധിരവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തമുണ്ട് ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ മുഖം കരോതി വാചലം ഭംഗം ലംഘയതി വസുദേവ സുതം ദേവം കംസ ചാണൂരമസം വേഗത്തി constantly with him. So, if an impression of the Lord is made within every mind, if it is etched in our mind, then it is very easy to remember the Lord. That's why the Lord says, it gives so much importance to the mind here. The Lord says, Mamaivamsho, Jiva Loki, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Manavasa Ashtani Indriyani, Prakritis Ani Garshati. The Lord says, you are not eternal. So, here we are reading of the birth of Emperor Parikshit. It's something surprising. The Lord says, you are eternal. So, where's the question of birth and death? Just see, we are coming to almost the end of this chapter. And this chapter is entitled birth. And towards the end of the chapter, as we all know, when everything comes to an end, also, everything culminates into death. So, we truly have to redefine our knowledge of what exactly is birth and death all about. So, in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna, Uddhava is keeping asking questions to Krishna about so many aspects. So this aspect also one comes up, and they are giving a wonderful description of this material world. This material world, as we know, is predominated with the three modes of material nature. The sattva-guna, rajo-guna and tamo-guna. And as we all know, when this three modes of material nature is in equilibrium, then everything is wonderful. But then, in the three modes of material nature, the pradhana, when it's agitated, then all the problems. So, we all have these three modes of material nature. And some are predominant, some off and on the surface. And which is driving us to do so many things. So, that's the reason why the Lord says, Daihi hai eta gunamai, mama maya durasteya, mameva ye prapatyante maya metam tarinase. So, Uddhava is telling Krishna, you know, that this mode of material nature is so strong. What we as a tiny living entity, what can we do? It's so helpless, no? Can you just imagine three modes of material nature when it's agitated, what it means? It's something terrible. And we are thrown into the whirlwind, you know, we are just tossed around and we go through so much of turmoil. And that's the reason why we have to get a perfect understanding of what this birth and death is all about. To get to this understanding, there are some three wonderful examples that Krishna gives to us. He says, this can be compared to three things. One is a candle. The second is the waves of the river. And the third one is, So, he's trying to say, and third one is the ripening of a fruit. So, we all know that when we take a candle, the candle comes from some paraffin or something like that. When you light it, it's there for a particular time, and after some time, it vanishes. No, it vanishes into thin air. So, all the ingredients of that are further disintegrated into bhumi, apanulo, vayu, whatever it is. And so, after the candle, it's fully exhausted or burnt. What remains? There's nothing which we can perceive. So also, we, as living entities, are going through such kind of transformation, impregnation, gestation, such kind of transformation are going through. And we all think that we just exist for this particular life. So also, we have the waves of this river. So this waves of the river, we find that because of the agitation with the wind, it forms waves. That wave comes and then after it goes. Then what happens? So can we say that the wave is not there, is non-existent? Certainly not. Similarly, we have this. We have a fruit. From a flower, a fruit comes. After some time, it becomes ripe. And then after that, it's either eaten or it withers and then vanishes. After some time, neither the flower exists nor the seed exists. Nothing exists. It just vanishes into thin air. So also, we living entities are going through the kind of transformation. So, if the Lord said we are eternal, we are taking birth, we are dying. So, Krishna is giving this wonderful example that birth means the propensity for us to undergo an experience to fulfill one of our major maha desires. So, in our past life, we have a maha desire. To fulfill that desire by the most amazing nature, we are given a particular kind of body. And the moment after that particular karma is over and the particular body is not needed anymore, one finishes the aspect of, and that body further disintegrates. So, that means birth of a particular desire. Fulfill that desire, particular body is given. So also, death it says, what exactly is death? When you return, where is the person of death? So, this death is the moment that particular desire is fulfilled, this particular body is no longer required. So this is the death of that particular desire. And so on, by the time the death of man, desire is over, another maha desire further crops up. And we are brought into this repeated cycle of fulfilling our so-called birth and death. Because we have the impression of that particular desire. So now, to put an end to all this, it absolutely is required to have different types of impression. So, there has to be a quantum shift in our perception of things. So now, that's the reason why in ISKCON we have something which is very, very wonderful, which is the Maha series which we have. So first we have our Maha desire, and to fulfill this Maha desire, then what happens? Earth has to be created. From where comes? There comes the son of Mahavishnu. And when Mahavishnu agitates the pradhana, through the Mahasattva, one universe is created. And in this universe, we have Mahavishnu, then we have Mahasattva, then one day, every day of Brahma, we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu's message through the disciplic succession, he has so many Maharajas giving this message. And this Maharajas, what do they give? They make disciples. And from the disciples, they give them Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This Mahamantra is something which adds. Then we have Mahasankirtan. Then we have Mahaprasadam. So, put an end to this Maha desire. All the other Mahas follow suit, which will really bring about a transformation within us. So this is the ISKCON's Mahatis which we don't see anywhere else. So this is some wonderful understanding here as far as this one. So we see here that every one of us should ensure that any child whom we come across, or our own children, or any child whom we come across, it is really imperative to etch the concept of impression of the Lord. Because the earlier you etch the concept of the Lord, the better it is. Catch them young. That is the phrase. So here, this particular verse is giving us such a wonderful understanding of Srila Prabhupada's life. How he says, you know, how within all of us, we have that dormant desire to serve Krishna. So here, he says how, what's happening these days is, the moment children are born, they're given various kinds of stupid kind of toys. They're given guns, they're given such things, you know. They become trigger happy. The moment they come out of anger, they go around shooting everybody. That's the kind of impression what is created. Whereas, what should be the reason? Get that shloka from 7th canto of Bhagavatam, 7.6.1, where our Prahlad Maharaj is giving instructions to this demoniac classmate. So, that means we all have to accept one thing, that we also have a lot of demoniac qualities. We really cannot classify ourselves as Mahabhagavatas and all that. So for this, demoniac propensity is within us. And as we all know, in Sati Yuga, if the demons and the demigods had to fight, they had to go to a different planet. And in Treta Yuga, they had to fight on the same planet. And in Dwapara Yuga in the same house, and then Kali Yuga, we are all sitting here. We all have all the good qualities. We have demonic qualities too. So, if this demonic qualities have to be eradicated, this is the formula what Srila Prabhupada is giving. He says, a particular sloka is, Somaram Achare Pragnyo Sarman Bhagavataniha Durlabham Manasim Janma Tadapi Aduravam Astadam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form to practice devotional service, giving up all other engagements. Human body is very rarely achieved. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. So, we all have come here to perfect our life. So, if we have to perfect our life, then this is the formula. When we start up here, because we all, you know, I do not know about most of your grown-up life, so somehow I always felt that I was on the wrong path, right from when I was young. When I was young, my parents didn't have the sort of gave me such kind of transcendental literature to read. It's so fortunate that these children were all coming here, they're getting such kind of input. Whereas a stupid person like me who was there earlier used to read all kind of trash literature. This is the kind of input what I used to get. It is so sad. And those are the kind of impressions what is created. Read nonsense literature. So there's been stupid authors like Harold Robbins and Agatha Christie and so many things. What they write about pasta, that's Prabhupada is chewing the truth. Eating, waiting, sleeping, and depending on how to do it in a, what you call in a magnified, glorified way, is all what they're describing. They're chewing the truth. Only such kind of information, pasta, hairdress, how to rob, and all such kind of impressions are being created in the mind. And so also when you have that kind of mind, you have that kind of friends, that kind of association. How one's kind of mind is polluted by such kind of input. Garbage in, garbage out. And this is something wonderful here. He says, here is something wonderful, no? Prabhupada says, when you are young, when all these impressions are here, you feel so nice. He says, you see Radha Krishna Devi, and we all know Prabhupada used to have his, he had his own small rug. He used to play his Dharmasyatra and all that. And as he says, I was born intelligent until education made an ass out of me. This, you know, Prabhupada is so beautifully mentioning here. He was fit in devotional service when he was young. We have Parikshit Maharaj in the first earlier stages where they're telling that. So also Prabhupada, when he was young, his parents inculcated the beautiful ideas of devotional service into him. And what happened after he started going to college, at school? Everything is down the drain. All unwanted nonsense is filled into your head. Fourier analysis, listing that thing, so many kinds of arithmetical equations which in our life is practically useless. So the mentioning here how the system of education earlier was so good. They had that the child is just about 5 or 6, between 5 and 9 years, they have to send the child to Gurukula. So there, in the Gurukula, we had the spiritual masters who were training the children perfectly. So, just the knowledge what is really required of being imparted to them is to be wonderful citizens. And just so nice, till even the Britishers came, you know, we as a country, who are actually based economy, we should depend so much on nature. And if the crop was good, people to feel so nice. And a particular year when there was drought, it to feel, yes, the Lord wants us to suffer. And dependence of the Lord was so high, so we could really practically feel the presence of the Lord. And so also dependence on the Lord used to be there. But right now, what we feel? We feel that I just study hard, I get some nonsense education, and there I get picked up in the campus interview, I get a job, they pay me something. The moment I get money, I want to buy a big car, then another big car, then an apartment, book an apartment, just log like an ass, just for that purpose. So we are just utilizing our human form just to satisfy our unwanted material desire. So it's just turning out to be, and as you see in Bangalore right now, we have this concrete jungle, and every day and day we just think such wonderful, big acts. He talks about apartments, Now, apartment is for 40, 50 lakhs, now it's coming down to 16 lakhs, 20 lakhs, like that. So, and people just go and take a loan, and for that to pay the loan, they're just logging their entire life. Whereas, it would be so nice earlier when you used to have Gurukula. The children, now also, you know, when you go to Mayapur, all those Gurukulis who are there, they're so blissful and so happy, you know. And you see them dancing with joy, you know, with the classmates. They recite this shloka so beautifully. All the smart ideas are being etched into their mind. It's just a treat to watch those children, you know. They're so blissful. Then you talk of the children right now, even, what will the child talk about now? He will talk about, in Gurgaon, when the child took a one truck, he got angry with the classmate, he pulled out a pistol and shot that fellow, that kind of thing. Or, how recent we have been seeing, you know, when Karnataka, Odisha and all that. What's happening? That in the name of religion, people are just trying to create brothers. It's so sad. They just now they have got the concept very, very clear of what exactly is religion all about. Religion, as I say, so well as Dharmam to Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitaha. It's just how to serve the Lord. And so, when they don't have a concept of who is the Lord, how will they ever serve the Lord? So, this is what is going on in the name of education. So, it's really very, very sad. So, that's the reason why they say, if you want to really mature in life and all that. So, there are five important lessons which needs to be really inculcated in all of us. That's the association, reading of Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam, seeing some wonderful forms of the Lord. So these are really simple terms, association, reading, hearing, seeing, feeling. So, to perfect all these things, in nectar of devotion, is five important items of devotional service are given. Associating with devotees, reading of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam meditation devotees, chanting, staying in the arm, serving the personal deities of the Lord, which is also explained in this verse. So, we find that taking a, we all know that we have our famous Chanakya Pandit. He had something wonderful things to say, which three things he wants to really be always happy with. Chanakya Pandit says that one should be very, very happy with the spouse what Providence has provided. And second thing what one should be happy with is the amount of wealth which automatically comes to him. And what is the third one? Does anyone remember what the third one? No. Sorry? Food. Food is the third thing, you know. One should be happy. What nature provides, we find that is only as humans we are taking so much of space to cook, to provide food and all that. Whereas we see a dog on the street, if any food is available, it will just take its share and then it's happy and the rest it leave for somebody else. What we do, we cook food for one week. And whatever is prepared, every day we keep it in the fridge and we are not sure. Our dependence or not, we think that we are running our lives. Whereas this, Prakriti Srimanani, Guna Dharmani Bhavasha, Ankar Vibhasa Kartarami Simani. We think we are running our lives. Whereas things are going automatically as per the most of material nature. It is automatically providing. 80 lakh people don't go to the office and work like us. They don't have money. They go to the shop to earn. If this is not a good enough pointer for us that the Lord is there to provide all of our necessities. It comes repeatedly from Sityo Nityanam, Ketana, Ketanam, Epo Bhavanam, Vidadadikaman. No, we don't believe. We have no confidence. And we are supposed to be the most intelligent of all the species. We are supposed to be a highly evolved species, the topmost of all. Our brain is supposed to have been developed. And we know all this shloka and we don't want to implement it because our impression in the mind is not clear. So, the Lord is giving such kind of impression, but we don't want to retain it. Something else is giving us happiness. So, and our Chanakya Pandit also says there are three more things which one can but should never be satisfied with. First is reading scriptural science. One should never be happy with the amount of spiritual literature what one has read. There is no end of spiritual. Prabhupada's literature which is there, probably even if you read it in your entire lifetime, I don't think they're going to complete. That's the, and of course, if you read it once, you can always read it a second time, third time, fourth time, and so many times. So this is, one should never be content with the amount of spiritual literature what has one has read. Second, one should never be happy with the amount of chanting what he has done. One can never say, my 16 rounds are over, I finished my chanting. In fact, after you finish your 16 rounds, that's where your chanting begins. You know, you feel so nice. I want to finish my earthly Java. Now, let me, one full round, let me listen to the nectarian name of the Lord. Every single word, let me relish. Let me really have a taste of this holy name. Let me chant that with such wonderful feelings. If you're just able to chant one final wonderful round, that's something which will really take you on top of the world, you know. It takes you somewhere. As they say, you know, like a what do you call it? Just fight off me, just take off like that, no. If we're directing the spiritual world, it feels so nice. But for that we need to really develop a taste for the holy name, and it doesn't come and come in so easily. And the third one is, one should what's the third one? Sorry? Charity. One should never be happy with the amount of charity he has given. There is no end to charity. In fact, in Bhagavad Gita, there is a shloka also which says, Yajna Dana Tapan. Use only renounce order, even they have to do charity. So, just imagine, you can never say that charity is over. So, this is as far as our concept of what Chanakya Pandita says. So, and our mad rush in this world to earn money. Let's just take a look at when we go around trying to accumulate all the wealth, and our desire to just accumulate wealth is there. What comes along with that? Let's just take a look. Theft, violence, speaking lies, duplicity, lust, anger, publicity, pride, quarreling, enmity, faithlessness, envy, dangers. Dangers cause a women, gambling, and intoxication. In our search, on our attempt to earn our money, 15 items of these things come as a package deal. So you can imagine what it really adds up to. Something really funny, you know. So it's very nice, this is not available for devotees, because devotees, whatever Lakshmi they earn, they use it in the service of the Lord. We all know, Lord, praise the Lord, Lakshmi Rasima. We all know that Lakshmi is an integral part of Rasima. So, it's the property of the Lord. So, it is when matter is used in the for the purposes of the spirit, then it is perfectly utilized. So when we are using Lakshmi in the service of Krishna, it is perfectly utilized. So that's the reason why they say in another kind of Bhagavatam, there's a very nice story of a Brahmana called the Avanti Brahmana. So this particular Brahmana was such a funny character. He had stole the money, but at the same time, he would not use the money for anything. Neither for his family, nor for himself. He would not use the money for himself, for he's such a miser. So, here they are saying about Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami comments on this word that the Lord is so merciful. When there are such kind of misers, he makes the perfect arrangement. He ensures. And this Brahmana had a lot of piety, you know. So, what Lord Krishna did, he ensured that all his wealth just goes down the drain. All his relatives, all his friends, his own wife, children, all of them squandered all his money. And the fortunate that the Lord, as we know, his special mercy, and Jiva Goswami says that there is a special mercy of the Lord. In some particular lifetime, he had accumulated so much of piety that the Lord made such kind of arrangements to see that all his wealth is lost so that he has attachment to only the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not wealth. What can all his wealth do if it is not utilized in the service of the Lord? It is useless, no? If you are trying to gratify our senses with all this wealth, there is no end to it. Like we just give the example of that candle or something. There is no end to that. A candle will come, it will burn, it will go. So repeatedly when we are having our desires, we are just trying to satisfy this our senses, then where is the question of fulfilling all the desires? So this is our present. So that's the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us the last shloka of Shishtashtakam. Asti shiva pinashtama varishnam varma atam karuduva yata tata va vijadatunam paru matana natasu devana parava. Oh my Lord, but you treat me nicely, you trample me, you kick me, you ridicule me. You know, there's such a wonderful nectar is this. I think, even though I am neglected, insulted, ridiculed or envied by bad men, or even though repeatedly agitated by being beaten, tied up or deprived of one occupation, spat upon or polluted with urine by ignorant people, one who desires the highest goal in life should, in spite of all this difficulty, use his intelligence to keep himself safe on the spiritual platform. So, this is the highest achievement. What will we go through if we cannot fix ourselves in devotional service? Our entire life is just wasted. So now, if we do not fix ourselves and form an impression of the Lord, then we are just wasting our time here. So now, here's where we find, we come across Prabhupada's personal life, where he was young and he was slowly getting attached to the system in a playful mood. He says, no? Prabhupada used to serve the Lord as a deity, as a toy earlier. And then, subsequently in life, this playful deity became his worshipful deity. What a transformation, no? From playful deity to worshipful deity. And there's such a wonderful aspect here. He says, when he was young, he remembered the Lord so well. He played the Lord. And the moment he went to school and college, just for fun. And when he was always revived, then he met his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Isn't it? So, it's not normal within us. So when a spiritual master comes in our life and revives our lost consciousness, that is when we come to know that we have been, we have all been lost, and there is a chance for us to revive all this. Brahmanda Brahmide Bona Bhagavan Jeeva Guru Krishna Prasada Pai Bhakti Vada Lisa. Bhakti Sanatana Thakur, what was Prabhupada had a dormant desire to serve Krishna, he revived that. And then, as you know, Prabhupada went on to be such a acharya, you know, and then he is transformed all our life. But for us, we wouldn't have been sitting here. His strong desire to make the whole world a place for us to live. So wonderful. Anywhere we can go into the world and say we are Krishna consciousness. He has brought the entire world to be Krishna conscious. What a wonderful achievement, you know. And a strong desire, you know, to see that the world is a place where matter has to be used in the form of Krishna. Anything he came across is to see how he could connect it to Krishna. It's so nice. Once, I remember where I read that Prabhupada was talking to somebody, and he saw some of the brahmacharis admiring some beautiful girls. He was just ogling at them, and Prabhupada said, beautiful women, no? Yes, Prabhupada. Imagine, if the creation itself is so beautiful, how beautiful the creator should be. It's so fantastic. In everything you could see Krishna, you know. It's something phenomenal which you really have to learn. In everything you could see Krishna. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvancha Mani Pashyati. One who sees me, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra. One who sees me everywhere. Yoma Pacharata Sarvanja Hai Pachati. It means everything. So this is ultimately where we all should train ourselves. How to see Krishna in everything. And after he says Anda Sarasta Paramanachaya, even he is there in every single atom. What is the difficulty in me seeing Krishna everything? But the biggest problem is our mind is clouded. We are in a different frame altogether. That's the reason why they say these three modes of material nature. They say the mode of goodness is for learning spiritual literature. Whereas the mode of passion is for fruitive activities. Whereas the mode of ignorance is for us to be in darkness. And depending on predominantly what you are, you develop those particular qualities. And that's the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke of three important things. Jivera Daya. Then second is Nama. Nama Ruchi. And third is Vaishnava Seva. What is Jivera Daya? Compassion for living entities. Last time when I was in Mayapur, I heard such a wonderful Maharaj was giving such a wonderful lecture. Just trying to say what is exactly this compassion for living entities. This is Jagannath Das Prabhuji Maharaj. Once he was eating food and he saw some wonderful puppies, you know, they're looking so cute. And all the puppies came and started eating from his plate. He was so happy. And he continued to eat from his plate. Next day all his disciples talked. What is this? They're talking to cats and dogs and all, and all the cats and dogs are eating from Jagannath Das Prabhuji Maharaj's plate. So we hide them away. So next, when Jagannath Prabhuji Maharaj, next day he wanted to eat his meal, he stopped eating. He asked all his disciples, where are the puppies? We don't know where the puppies. He said, I'm not going to eat. Can you imagine? He had so much of compassion even for those puppies. That is the Brahmabhuta platform. There is no difference between the dog and the... It's only the circumstances which is making somebody a dog, somebody making somebody a cat. And we are here, human beings, which is, they say here, very, very rare. Isn't this particular status is this, right from when we are young, unless we can use this human form which is very, very rare, which is rarely achieved, you cannot perfect your existence here. That is possible only by contemplating the holy name of the Lord. So this is, what is? Jivera Daya. And Jivera Daya is what? Just to tell everybody, who am I? Who are you? Who is God? What's your relationship with Him? Our only business is to see that every living entity is connected to Krishna. That's the whole purpose of Dharmamsa Sakshat Bhagavat Pranita. Just to see that how you can revive the dormant Krishna consciousness in everybody. That's the whole purpose of life. And we do not, if we do not fulfill this particular task, then I'm sorry to say that I've heard so many that they're going to send you back again to the material world. Your quota of making people Krishna conscious, not over you, please go back. I don't think we can go back to that. After especially coming here, listening to this Prabhupada's wonderful instructions. Unless we really go through this. And second they say is, first one is, that is, compassion to living entity, reviving every self-conscious. Second is, Namaruchi. You should develop a taste for the holy name. This particular chanting, like how we eat a gulab jamun, each word of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all our 16 of every single syllable, you should be able to relate it with that. That should be the mood in which we chant the holy name. You should develop a taste for that. That's what is Namaruchi. And third, we all know, is something which is the only thing which you need other two things. If you want to have Namaruchi, and you want to have voice or compassion for all living entities, the only possible way is by Vaishnava Seva. All of us are here by the mercy of some Vaishnava. Isn't it? We do not know, if you have to come to Krishna conscious, we do not know what kind of mighty we have done in some particular life, and that we are sitting here to listen to this wonderful lecture of the holy name. Unless you return some Vaishnava Seva somewhere, you will be there. And even if you have to progress, unless you do Seva of Vaishnava, Vaishnavas who need any seva, if at all they accept our seva, it is their compassion. They are all Aparamas. They don't need anything. They are self-content. Content in everything. If at all they give us an opportunity, we should grab that opportunity and serve them. It's only by that we can progress in our spiritual endeavor. Otherwise, we just cannot proceed further. So, then what happens is, by the mercy of the spiritual master, then our lost Krishna consciousness is revived. And here is the final message that whenever you have your worshipful deities, you have to serve them very nicely. Actually, I cannot quote names, but I feel so terrible. All of a sudden, just about 1.5 months, I got Lakshmi Narasimha to my house, and I heard some senior devotees that it's so nice. You got this wonderful deity at home. But what service are you doing for them? My dear, what service are you doing? There's special guest in your house. How will you take care of the President of India or somebody comes here? How will you take care of them? Are you doing that? I regretted my decision. Why did I have to get this deity off? You call it what they call a superstar to your house, and this is how you take care of them. So, regulated devotional service. And this, you know, we all want to be wavered, including so, we don't want to get up early and chant. So, what devotional service are we capable of? There's so much in this material world which is agitated, three modes of material nature. It's too agitated. So, what devotional service can we do? So, unless we have a strong desire to do regulated devotional service. So that's what is mentioning. First it is playful return of the Lord, Anara Govinda and all that. Playful. Then subsequently it was a regulated devotional service. That's like Janatrika Vidhi says, you know. So all your actions, all your deeds, everything. So for this, the purity has to come in three levels. Taya, Vacha, Manasa. When all these three things are pure, when your speech is pure, when your mind is pure, your actions are pure, that speaks more than words. So, to achieve this level of purity is only possible in the association of Vaishnavas and doing regular devotional service. Attain the purity and this is, then no more of our Maha desires will come. Our only Maha desire will be to go back to Goloka Vrindavana and serve the wonderful form of the Lord. There, repeatedly we etch in our mind that the only worshipable Lord is Lord Krishna and Radharani. Only he, by we can serve them. And here, we can do that by serving the wonderful devotees. So, I think this is all what I can add on this verse. Okay, so. And as my Guru Maharaj says, one thing very nice he says, he says, we are all like diamonds. We are all like diamonds. It's so nice, no? And Krishna himself has said, the return of life, when you are a form of Krishna, are you not like a diamond? You are greater than a diamond. So, my Guru Maharaj says, you are all like diamonds. But all you need to be is touch and polish to make you shine. And then you have, what is that? How many is that? 60 cuts, 70 cuts, 80 cuts or whatever it is, when you come to that pure form, then you have come to that particular form where you can be presented to Krishna as a gem, a jewel in the crown. So once you come to that level, so we all need to be cut and polished. So just cutting and polishing is a slow process, which what we are